showing home.
I had a colonoscopy and they did that.
Dialing for Dollars, and it was every morning on Channel 9, okay, they'd play it, they'd have a movie.
I remember.
And whether, you know, it'd be a scary movie or some kind of a suspenseful movie or whatever, and it would be Dialing for Dollars. So during the break, he would have a big wheel, and you know, you'd
Wheeler?
Call,
uh-huh.
Yeah, Russ Wheeler, and you'd call up, and
that was a fake name,
he'd
right?
Spin the wheel, and if you said $15, you won $15.
$15?
Well, there was $15.
That's not even worth it.
$100. This was the 70s. They didn't have a whole lot of money then.
Was $15 a lot of money back then?
And,
I mean.
Yeah, and Russ Wheeler had red hair, and everybody really liked him.
Did you win?
What happened?
No. I was too young. I was a kid.
What happened to old Russ Wheeler?
You know what?
He's a voiceover actor now, it says right here.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. He's actually been in a few movies. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He was in Cocoon.
Probably Russ Wheeler.
Yeah, he was in a movie, Harry and Son in 1984. And a movie, remember Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, and it had a dot, like the, it was an acronym?
And it was about some kid that was like a robot
or whatever. Yeah. And he was in that movie.
How do you guys remember that movie?
He was also in a movie called...
It was filmed here in Orlando.
What about Ghoulies?
New Adventures of Pippi Longstocking, and he's also the voice of Captain Sunshine or something like that.
Wait a minute, that's Tom Sorrells.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're saying... We understand it's Tom Sorrells.
Okay.
But Channel 6 used to do a thing called Captain Sunshine. He was the voice.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
Captain Sunshine.
John from Winter Springs, you're on the Monsters.
Am I on drugs?
Hey, John, man.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, I thought he actually was the local Bozo the Clown on Channel 9 back in the day, too.
Now, you know what? He might have been, if he was.
We had a local Bozo?
Yeah, we had a local Bozo. I went down and I was on the Bozo show.
I thought you went to the WG in the Chicago one.
No,
real.
I did the one in Orlando.
We had a local Bozo? I had no idea.
I didn't know it was Russ Wheeler, though. Are you sure about that?
I think so, and I actually knew where he used to live, unless that's a Bozo no-no to put it on the air.
A Bozo no-no.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything here in the bio about being Bozo.
You met
Bozo.
I was on the Bozo show, right? And they called me up, and they wanted me to play pie in the face.
No, don't do that.
And with the game pie in the face, you put your face in this little round thing. And you're supposed to click the little, turn this little knob, and if you click too many times, the pie will go in your face.
So you got to gamble.
And you know, and so Bozo, you know, had me up there, and he put my face in the little round
that
thing.
That is really weird.
Come here, big fella. And I did two clicks, and he's like, "You want to click?" And he goes, "Well, you get this little penny whistle. Do you want this, or do you want to click some more to win bigger prizes?" And I'm like, "I'll stop right here." And he's like,
"I'll take the penny whistle."
I'm like, "Sure, kid. You don't want to? You know, we're on TV.
Come
on,
you don't want to smoke."
I'm like, "No, I don't want to get pie in my face."
That was the last time Russ ever said that.
I killed the bit right there, yeah.
You just didn't want to get dirty.
I did not want to get dirty. I did not want pie in my face. My friends would laugh. I remember Tina Roberts was sitting in the front row.
It's whipped cream, dude. Just whipped cream.
I didn't want it.
It's not a real pie.
It's not a real pie. I don't like to get dirty. I didn't even like it back then.
What if it was? Now, what if the machine
is sticky? Drunky, doesn't that make you crazy to hear that?
And I was hitting once a pie in my face.
Can I tell you, when I was a kid, my mom took me to the beach, and when she tried to put me down over the sand, I looked my feet up. Ever since I was a kid, I didn't like getting dirty.
Oh my God, man!
I know, man.
No pie.
Look at it now. Is that the most insane thing?
Now you realize that if the machine had handed you a fork, you would have wanted the pie, right? Like if it was like a nice machine,
that would have been good.
But now, was it like the violent ones? Like Nickelodeon has one now that when they fling the pies, it almost looks violent. Like it looks like it would hurt.
Oh no, this was with a little simple. Hey, Richard from Orlando, you're on the Monsters.
Yeah, hey, I'm not too certain, but I think I'm going to disagree with you on that Russ Wheeler doing that Dialing for Dollars. I think Pete Forgione used to do it.
No, it's Russ Wheeler.
It was Russ Wheeler, yeah. He did it here in Orlando. I had Pete Forgione.
Yeah, on Channel 9, right?
Yeah, Pete Forgione may have done it at one time, but Russ Wheeler was the first guy that did it here in Orlando. Come on, man.
Sure.
I don't know a whole lot of stuff, but the stuff I do know, I know it pretty well.